I saw from the Aperion who wrote the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he says by the Shabbos Hagadol Drasha, it's like classic that every Rav like gets up and says this whole shtickle in halacha, and like no one's listening to it. And then he gives his drush and you know all the shtarka musar and all the other zachen that he talks about in the Haggadah. So hi Shmuley, what's up?
Baruch Hashem, how's everybody doing?
So nice to see you. I'm happy you have a guys. If anyone needs any renovations in their house, Shmuley's the man to speak to. And anyway,
I am summoning so, Zoom profile.
The deal. The what deal is that what? Okay. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch explains in the Shabbos Hagadol Drasha, he says that the Rav first starts off with some halacha in order that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the Churban is only found in the Arba Amos Shel Halacha. So you have to bring down the Shechina. Once you bring down the Shechina, so then he could speak out all the Divrei Hesairus and the Drush and the Haggadah that the Rav wants to talk about. That's why you'll find many, many Rabbanim for the Shabbos Hagadol Drasha do speak about some sort of halacha at the beginning. So I try and do the same thing. We start off with, you know, and from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we start off with a little bit of halacha from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And I encourage everyone to try and learn two halachas a day, two mishnayos every night. And mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeichet to shteig even on Sundays. Fine. So the Kitzur says in Kuf Tes Vav. Sorry, not Kuf Tes Vav, but Slicha, one more second. Kuf Yud Aleph. The night before Pesach, we check for the chametz. So yeah, we did this halacha. We said that right at the beginning, when it starts getting dark, a person should be checking. And we said before that, that a person should clean up the house. And we spoke about using switching on the lights, switching off the lights. But hold on. Okay, so we said also, this is halacha, hey, tzrichin livdek b'chom kaimis b'chorim u'v'sdakim kol ma'asha efshar. You have to look in the holes, and the cracks, the crevices as much as you could. That's really the point of the candle or the flashlight or whatever you're using, is to look in those holes. V'gam ha'kisim sheb'gadim shaloi v'sheltinoikis. You got to check in your pockets and the clothing of your kids' pockets. Sometimes you'll put chametz up there. They need a bedikah. And then the next day, you'll empty them out well during the bedikah. So this actually happened to me. I'm embarrassed to say this, but it did happen to me that one time I was at a bris on a Shabbat, on a whatever, one day. And I put like a rugula in my pocket to bring home to my wife, and it never got to my wife. And as I'm walking to shul on Erev Pesach, I feel this rugula in my pocket. So coat pockets, it's a good idea to check them out. Pants pockets, it's not really going to happen so much. You know, you do wear your pants and you wear your suits and whatever. Kids pockets, so Rabbi Wiener says that if you run it through the washing machine, so then you should be good because it's not royul achilas kelev after it's gone through that. So that's a simple way to deal with things, but definitely like coats and stuff like that, it's a good idea to check. Back in the day when people used to wear cuffs, people who were cool would wear cuffs. So then they would say you should also look for the crumbs in there. Yehuda, you still have cuffs? I don't think anyone has cuffs anymore. But the 70-year-olds have cuffs. So anyway, that's the halacha for the day. We're back into Haggadah. We left off last time with the discussion of the Chachamim. We had all the Chachamim sitting in Bnei Brak speaking over the Sipur Yisiat Mitzrayim, and we said they were up the whole night speaking. So I saw that the Brisker Rav would say, Brisker Rav was prone to say that Shavuos night, everyone stays up. Why does everyone stay up Shavuos night? Because there was a story with the Beis Yosef that he had a malach come to him because they were sitting and learning, and he said if you would have had 10 people sitting and learning, the Shechina would have come down, and it would have been like very, very holy. So because of that, everyone stays up Shavuos night. And when it comes to Pesach night, which it says that that there's a chazal that's telling you you should stay up the whole night as much as you could. Staying up, everyone goes to sleep. So, Lamaisa, I'm not telling everyone to stay up the whole night, but you definitely find that there's a makar in chazal for a person to try and stay up as long as possible, that he can actually still be talking about the Agoda and the Nisim, and that's all part of it. I forgot where I saw, but one of the Mefarshim explained that Klal Yisrael themselves were up that whole night until Chatzos. We were eating the Karban Pesach and we were anticipating what would happen. And after Chatzos, that's when everything went crazy in Mitzrayim. And Paro in pajamas and the whole story and everyone, you know, getting ready to leave. So we're supposed to feel the Geula that night. And therefore, we feel like we were in Mitzrayim that night in Mitzrayim. No one went to sleep. Everyone was up the entire night. And therefore, part of reliving Mitzrayim is to stay up as long as possible on the night of the Haggadah. Omar Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, Harei ani kven shivim shana. So Rabbi Loza ben Azariah said, I'm like 70 years old and I was never zeiche to darshan. I always held that you have to remember Yisias Mitzrayim by night. And the Chachamim argued with me and they said it was to include Lahavi Lemesa Mashiach. And this seems really to have nothing to do with the Haggadah right now. Like, why are we talking about a machlekes of whether, you know, there's a mitzvah to say Vayomer? We say Vayomer every single night, talking about Yisias Mitzrayim. Why are we mentioning that there's a machlekes chachamim about this? So, I saw from the Emek Bracha, which was, I think, a Talmud of Reb Chaim. He says, the very classic Reb Chaim, says that there's three differences between Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah that we have every single night of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, to remember. Sipur is telling over the mitzvah that we have on the night of Pesach. So he says, the mitzvah every single night is just to remember. That means you mention it, we mention it in Vayomer, and we yoytze the mitzvah. When it comes to Sipur, so there's three differences. Number one, it's question and answer form, which we start off with the Haggadah, and we start off with Manashtana. So it's question and answer. Number two, we start off when we answer our child. So we start off from the Genus, and we're Messiah B'Shvach. We go through our very low beginnings, Mitchila Hayu Avde Avedah Zarah, Hayu Ave Seinu. And now we've come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're going all the way from the beginning of when we were in the Shibud, when we were in the Tumah, and we're supposed to go me'afela li'ira, from the darkness into the light. And the third thing is that we have to talk out the Tamei HaMitzvos. Rabbi Gamliel says, why do we have matzah? Why do we have marah? Why do we have Pesach? We have to explain why we're doing each mitzvah. So three differences, three nafkaminas of why Sipur is different than the regular Zechira of every single night. And therefore, Zokta Emek Bracha, we're starting off talking about that. There's a discussion in the Mefarshim about, in Chazal, about every single night. Tonight is different. And tonight, that's the introduction into Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, that we're explaining that the Torah, when it comes to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, has a whole different mahalach of how you have to talk to each child, you have to talk to him differently, you have to explain each person on their level. And so therefore, we just had that introduction. Okay. Now, getting into, so Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanasan Torah L'Am Yisrael, Zev, you want to sing for us? Okay, my son's just going to sing for us. He likes to be part of this. Go.
Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Baruch Shino Sanchino Santayo, Shino Santayo, Liyama Isra, Baruch Hamoke Baruch.
Okay, there we go. So, why is it four Baruchs? What are these four Baruchs? there's four different people that go that are chayiv in saying Goymel. There's a person who goes through the sea, a person who goes through the desert, a person who is incarcerated, he's in jail, and a person who was very sick. So Keneged those four, those people who are chayiv to say Goymel, Klal Yisrael also. We went through the sea, we went through the Yamsuf, we went in the desert over there. Klal Yisrael went through a lot of suffering, sicknesses, and we were definitely in jail in Mitzrayim. So Mamela, we have four baruchs to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On top of that, what is the praising of the Torah right now? Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu Baruch Shenasan Torah La'am Yisrael. Why are we praising Hashem that He gave us the Torah right now? What's that got to do with anything? So this goes back to the whole Yisoid that we've said. We said this from the Me'am Layers, that the whole purpose of Yisias Mitzrayim was really in order to get the Torah. So we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that You took us out of Mitzrayim before we reached the 49th level, and we were able to get the Torah. Had we stayed in Mitzrayim a minute longer, so we would have never got the Torah. So that's why we're singing the praises of the Torah. Reb Chaim Brisker also says that we're singing something else about the Torah, which is that if you are a doctor, you're studying to be a doctor, so you're going to have to go through pre-med, and then you're going to go through, you get your master's and eventually your doctorate. And obviously for each step of the way, you have different textbooks, you have different tools and different stuff that you got to study. When it comes to being a doctor in Torah, so Reb Chaim Knievsky learns the same exact Torah that Zevi was learning. We're going through the same Chamisha Chumshi Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His great wisdom, was able to put in the same words that talks to Reb Chaim Knievsky, it's also able to talk to all our kids. And Memela, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this great Torah, which has no end, has no beginning, and is as deep as you all know it to be. So Memela, we're going into the Torah mentions that there are four different mahalchim of teaching our children. So we sing the praises of the Torah, that the Torah is able to speak to each person on their level. Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll get into the difference. I'm giving the Olam homework, a shtickle assignment over here, but the Olam knows that there is a difference between the Chacham. The Chacham says, Ma Eidus V'Chukim Amishpatim Asher Tziva Hashem Lekeinu Eschem. What are these commandments and ordinances that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded Eschem? Eschem means you. And you should tell him everything. When it comes to the Rasha, he also says, Ma HaAvodah Zois Lachem. What's this Avodah that you're doing? And we say, oh, you're saying you and not us. So you're counting yourself out. So we knock out your teeth and, you're a kaifa be'ikr. So why is that so different from what the Chacham said? The Chacham also said Eschem, what Hashem commanded you. So Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll get into more of the differences and the intricacies between the Chacham and the Rasha. And hopefully we'll cover the other kids as well. Thank you guys. Amazing day.
We get more singing tomorrow.
What?
Does Rebbe have a recording from the past shiurim that I missed?
I hope so. I don't have a recording, but it's officially being recorded, so you have to check it up.
Who should I
think
I ask?
I'm putting them on the website.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so. As Zevi Kaufman.
Yehuda, it's beautiful to see you.
Shmalki.
It's actually Zevi. Shmuley, you missed him. He's saying Baruch HaMakom.
Again?
Yeah.
No, you don't have to sing.
Rabbi, what do I do by Kol Dichvan this year?
What's the problem?
Shmuley, zoom in.
I want to invite people. I want to open my door, but it's a little Polish, no?
Listen. I always had the kasha. I mean, everyone has the kasha. What are you inviting people now for? No one's going to come. Yeah, anyone ever came? When you opened the door?
Yeah.
I've thought about going to the neighbors.
I could see you doing that. But if you
I've
are,
also
you should
thought
dress
about
up
as Elio Hanavi.
And then come
you
up a white
dress up like Elio, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Shalom Green told me, I think they did that one time. It freaked everyone out. It's a guy in yeshiva that does these kind of things. I hear the problem. Listen, I think Be'ikr, if you know anyone that really needs an invitation, you should try and invite them.
But you can't invite anybody.
6 feet away, 6 feet away. Give them their own table.
That'll make them feel welcome.
Okay, I asked Rabbi Wiener if someone could come to my house to visit me. I wanted to have someone to call me. He said through the window.
Oh, really?
I asked, and he said, listen, you have to follow what they're saying in New York.
I mean, I'm hearing now in Eretz Yisrael, it's getting more complicated also. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But whatever the Rav says, right?
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Fine. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Shkoyach.
Rabbi, I told over to many people the Shem and Shmuel about the wine.
Oh, they liked it?
My father, I loved them.
Okay, great. I want to try and type up stuff. I don't know if that will ever happen, but maybe I could, you know, at the end, we'll be able to give something out.
I would love that.
But we'll see about that. Yeah, but Shmuley, it's just so nice. Thank you for joining us.
Of course.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, thanks, Rabbi. Kol tov.
Okay, Shkoyach, thank you for joining. Shloime.
Me?
Yeah, you. How's it going?
It's going great.
We got to do like a first-year get-together, I think.
Let's do it. I'm always in.
Go. Boom. NHL.
Yanki, what time's a good time to get all the island together?
Dr. Net.
Hey, Shmuley, what's his name?
Whatever Ruby wants.
Shlomo.
Hi, Shlomo.
What's that?
Can you say hi to Shlomo? Okay. Okay, Yanki, speak to the boys, maybe.
Let's see what.
Well, I want to, like, you know, do a first-year get-together. We should just, like, shoot together, you know, and maybe learn a little, but some, you know.
First year, for sure.
What? I'm not sure. What do you think?
No idea.
We should do the shiur? Yeah. We'll do the shiur with, like, friends, like Shlomo.
I'm doing Mishnayos just to recreate what's going on in yeshiva.
Oh, okay, good. Which Mishnayos?
So.
We have to hold it.
Doing brachas?
Psachim.
Oh, psachim. Okay, good, great. Where are you holding?
I just started on Shabbos, so.
Wow, we got two there.
I'm up to Paris,
nice.
Or I don't know, whatever,
somewhere
there.
Okay, great. Keep it up.
I'll let you know when my CM is coming.
Good. We'll all make a l'chaim online. But
what are we doing about Simcha Charis?
What?
What are we doing about Simcha Charis?
When are you doing it? Oh, what am I
doing?
What's
Rebbe doing?
Yeah, I go to a CM. I usually have a CM in case, but it's never happened yet. There's always someone making a
CM. But where are we ever going to go? They're not supposed to have a minion anywhere.
Rebbe has his ways.
I heard every Bechars going to have to make his own CM.
Okay, thank you for joining us.
Rebbe, I heard every Bechar is going to have to make his own CM.
We'll make it outside the window, whatever. Look at that. Is CM online? It works, maybe? Zoom CM?
So the Rabbanim are saying that in this situation, you can even listen on the phone.
Really? Wow.
They said it's better not to fast this year, especially this year not to fast.
No one fasts.
Situations.
Oh, because of the...
Right, but I'm saying...
Okay, he's trying to get the attention of your kids. I hear the problem. But whatever. Whatever is
so,
good.
I finished two masechas. I didn't make a siyum on them yet, so...
What?
Who is
it? I finished Yuma and Megillah. I just never made a siyum on them. So I guess I can make it then.
Fine. So, I'm sure they'll let people's like your neighbors outside. You can make a siyum,
on the porches.
On the porch, right. Exactly. Is that Shalom Green? Which Shalom is this? Hello? No, okay. No talking. Why not? Why can't you make a CM on a porch if everyone's listening?
You have to separate, the 6 feet apart.
Right.
They changed it right to 27 feet now.
this morning.
27 feet?
Yeah, you're getting a ridiculous one.
Oh, how do you go shopping?
That's not true.
Really?
Where's 27 feet?
In America.
No way.
You live in Montreal.
27 feet, what's 27?
What's six?
Well, six is precautionary because someone's spit goes 3 feet.
No, so they made up like a whole thing now with 27 because the sneeze travels and I don't know what.
It's like a Zayar. It's like, you know, Yud K Vav K plus one.
You probably listened to that on like CNN or something. I don't think that's true.
That sounds a little crazy. We had on Shabbos over here, it's officially only 10 people could get together with the 2 meters or whatever, 6 feet. So a cop drove up. We were davening on the road next to the shul. A cop drove up and he sees everything and he's like fine with it. But someone came over to complain. So the cop like says, okay, you guys in the back move further back. And then the guys in the front just move up a little. And then like, he's like, okay, good. So that was fine. But I don't know. I heard about this. I don't know if it's true. Reb Chaim said that there are no more minyanim in Bnei Brak or something. I don't know.
Well, Bnei Brak, I heard really bad. It's really bad in Bnei Brak right now. The worst in the whole Eretz Yisrael.
Really? Wow. Okay, Yankee, I need updates. You'll find out for me?
Hey, Rebbe, by the way, yesterday Trump was considering making the whole New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut go under quarantine and said Trump MC's not taking this that seriously. Instead, he just decided to make a travel, like a very strong travel advisor or something. It's so funny because like any Democrat president will for sure put mandatory quarantine on everybody.
They're stopping people like going over the bridges, like what?
I don't know. It's just not to do domestic travel for 14 days.
Oh, 14 days. Okay. That'll be the end of everything, right?
So does domestic travel mean leaving New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or does that mean domestic even in the three states?
No idea. Haven't seen disgusting. Yeshiva World News posted a picture of like, you know, those houses where you put dead people in after the niftar?
Morgue.
So they put a picture of it and in like Bar Park and they wrote, stop going to Minyan. That was disgusting. You see like people in the plastic, whatever.
Yonki, what's the deal with Canadians coming to Canada from America?
Okay, so bring me here. Give me the iPad.
They could probably come in if they're a citizen.
Even now?
They can't go back in. If they go back in, they have to be quarantined. Probably.
They might just have to quarantine. Flights? I don't know.
That's nuts.
I just saw a picture. It says Reb Gershon Edelstein was dominating with that minion.
Wow.
Yeah, that makes sense. What's your number? But
it says Reb Gershon Edelstein's not dominating with a minion. You shouldn't either.
Yeah.
580.
It's not a
fetish
to me that any older person is not dominating with a minion, by the way.
7370.
But.
You got to put a 1 at the beginning, though.
We'll have to find out what to do with the Misa.
Also, some hospitals want the woman to give birth by themselves, and then they stop that.
That's not true.
No, they made the law in the beginning that in some New York City hospitals that the woman has to give birth by themselves, no visitors, and then they changed it.
Oh, by herself. Okay, fine, yeah. That's true.
And then they changed it. Now you could have your husband there. Because it's not normal to give birth by yourself.
Wow.
That's the weekly update with Yankee Hanover.
Baruch Hashem for Yankee.
It just says here,
always need Yankee.
This is probably fake, but it says those who do not obey coronavirus warnings are like a right of Chaim.
Who said that? Which tzaddik?
It claims that Rav Chaim said it, but I have no idea if it's true.
They've claimed so many things.
There's like a whole letter and it says, sorry, ma'am, you know it could be fake.
Remember, there was a joke that went around. It was Reb Chaim said that it's gonna go, the corona will go away if people stop saying Reb Chaim said stuff.
That it was the way of what?
It will go away if people stop claiming Reb Chaim says things.
Master, that is the best one.
Hey, yeah. I have to hear it again. I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
There's a joke that says Reb Chaim said that the corona will go away if they stop claiming Reb Chaim said things about the coronavirus.
They stop quoting his name for false stuff.
Very cute. No, if anyone has an agenda, you could just say things today. It's a little bit crazy. But we do have to know what the Gedolim hold about everything. We do want to be safe, and we want to do the right thing. I think that's the most important thing. You know, when people, when the first thing, I mean, by you guys, it's already like done. People aren't really going to Minyanim. Even though you go to Bar Park, I hear there's, the bigger the sign that says there's no Minyan, the better chance you have of finding a Minyan around the back door.
I'm pretty sure there's tons of Minyanim going on in the Hasidic neighborhood of Montreal.
Yeah, I heard that they say in English, no minion, and then in Yiddish, it says a minion in the back, whatever. Everyone has to do what their Gedolim and what their Rabbanim tell them. And over here, I'm not trying to point fingers at anyone, but when someone starts, oh, how could you do this, right? And whatever, I like, this guy doesn't go to Minyan so often himself. I'm like, you know, you don't count. If it's someone who really, you know, goes to Minyan every single day, he's mocking about everything, and then he's saying it, so then obviously that's more to go on. But what I find is people who really care about Minyan will find ways, whether it's, you know, the yeshiva was doing Zoom originally or whatever it is, or at least there's a concept in Klaus in Halacha that people should be davening together at the same time at the Zman of the city, which, you know, some people are probably mocking and other people are like, oh, forget it. If I'm not davening with Minyan, so who cares what time I get up? And obviously, it's the difference between the boys and the men is when you're under pressure. What? So anyway, Lamaisa, we all know we're in a big nisayon right now, and obviously there's things that are beyond our control. But I think the ikkar is to try and be the best we could be in the trying situations. And that means trying to learn, trying to daven, davening for other people. I think it's a very chashuv thing to get names of people that you know might be suffering right now or need a real refuah shlema. And we should daven our hearts out, and Hashem should be mekabel our tefillos berachamim. It's Hashem. Shkoyach, guys.